We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It is Friday, October 18th, 2019. Still a victory Friday after the Chiefs hammered the Denver Broncos last night on Thursday Night Football. We all saw the game. It was a fantastic performance by the Chiefs defense, finally, and they needed it. They came through and rallied around their fallen quarterback as they defeated the Denver Broncos 30-6, picking up 9 sacks. Remember, once upon a time, Denver was up 6-0. And then decided to go for 2. And that was the last time they would have a chance to score a point. And so let's not forget that. I know that obviously the focus is on Patrick Mahomes and his knee. And look, there were people picking the Denver Broncos to win with Patrick Mahomes healthy. And so now I just love it how people, the Broncos suck. The Chiefs were always going to win that game. Plenty of people thought Denver was going to win that game last night. And the Chiefs kicked their ass. The Chiefs dominated them. The Chiefs, I saw somebody tweet out before the game, Mahomes is hobbled, no left tackle, no starting left guard, Sammy Watkins out, Chris Jones out, Kendall Fuller out, through all the injuries. If the Broncos and the Broncos are at home, winners of back-to-back games, really their season on the line, playing in Denver on Thursday Night Football. If they don't beat Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs tonight, when are they going to? Well, maybe never, as long as Andy Reid is the head coach of this football team. Because, and then they knocked Mahomes out of the game. And they still couldn't do anything. That was a dominating performance. And the Denver Broncos, you have to be embarrassed. That was one of the most embarrassing offensive performances I've seen from a quarterback, from an offensive line, from a coaching staff. They were crushed. They were crushed. And so the Chiefs are 5-2. They're still in first place. And now they got 10 days to get ready for the next game. Now, obviously, the huge story and the big story is Patrick Mahomes. And we're going to have several doctors on the show, injury experts that have been covering football, either from a fantasy football perspective, or Dr. David Chow is the pro football doc. Go to his website. Dr. Salen Parakh, he's going to be on the show at 6:45 from the Fantasy Docs. He had a video that I retweeted last night that had some good information. Most people are saying this is an injury that around 4 to 5 weeks. There's a tweet this morning from Ian Rappaport that I just retweeted. And I'll just go through the latest round of tweets that were offering up information last night after the game. James Palmer, who was covering the Chiefs locker room from NFL Network, said, I'm told there is optimism within the Chiefs on Patrick Mahomes' knee. Obviously, the MRI will tell all. The MRI is today. But the mood right now is generally positive. Again, the MRI will tell all. Therese Paylor, hearing early indications are that Patrick Mahomes has a dislocated knee, but at the moment it looks like it isn't fractured, per a source. MRI coming tomorrow, we'll know more, but it's a positive early sign. And then this morning, Ian Rappaport from NFL Network tweeted out, heading into the all-important MRI today, here is where it stands for Patrick Mahomes. He's expected to be out at least 3 weeks with a dislocated kneecap, but there is some real optimism from those involved that he could play through the ailment after that. So that's the and that's Ian Rappaport. When he reports something, he's very high accuracy rate. Let's put it that way. And those are all good reporters that have excellent sources within the NFL and within the Chiefs organization. Therese Paylor, James Palmer, Ian Rappaport. And that's the latest one, came 48 minutes ago from Ian Rappaport. Again, heading into the all-important MRI for Patrick Mahomes. He's expected to be out at least 3 weeks with a dislocated kneecap, but there's some real optimism from those involved that he could play through the ailment after that. If you hung around and watched the end of the broadcast and you saw Frank Clark getting interviewed on the field, then they went to the studio and then they went back. And who stuck around to see Patrick Mahomes in the locker room leading his team together, bringing his team together in the huddle and giving them a speech last night? He had a long black sleeve on his leg, on his knee, but he brought the team together and gave them some words of inspiration. And, I mean, that was awesome. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I did. It was great.
Jake, did you happen to catch that?
I did not. I went to bed after the two press conferences. I listened to Andy Reid and I listened to Matt Moore. I watched.
This happened right after on the broadcast.
I turned it over to SportsCenter because they aired the Andy Reid live on SportsCenter. So I was watching that. I went away from Fox at that point. So
even after the dislocation, apparently when he was. There's that video of him walking into the locker room in the tunnel, and he doesn't even look like he's limping. And then, like you said, when he gave the speech to the team, he did not seem like he did not seem depressed. He did not seem down. He didn't seem like he was, oh, man, I got to rally the troops. I mean, you're reading body language. But then, you know, he limped a little bit. But like you said, he wasn't in a big brace or anything. He was in that sleeve, and it seemed relatively upbeat considering, you know, so I thought that was a good sign, and it was great to see him giving that speech to the team afterwards.
Right, but, you know, it's still the MRI.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, we got to wait.
I mean, he's a leader. He's the quarterback. He's the MVP. He's going to be back there. I mean, that did not surprise me at all that he was there, you know, getting everyone fired up and giving a speech after the game. But, I mean, no one's going to know anything until the MRI. And everything is just speculation. But we have a couple of different experts come on the show just to give their thoughts on the injury and what we're waiting for, what they're looking for, what the possibilities are with this injury when it comes to the MRI and what the best case and worst case scenario. And that's all we can do, just provide you with the information that is available, and then we wait. And that's it. And we wait, and we wait, and we wait.
I'm more anxious for this MRI than I was waiting for the game yesterday. When he was laying on the ground after that quarterback sneak, and you could tell right away is that Skycam was right over the top of him looking down, and you could see he was laying on top of one of his offensive linemen, and you could tell he couldn't get up off of his offensive lineman. And I was over at my dad's house watching with my sister and my nephews and my son, and immediately we all just went, oh, no, he's really hurt. And that was terrifying. I mean, that moment in time, I'm sure for every single Chiefs fan across the city and across the country was, in terms of being a Chiefs fan, that's your worst nightmare.
He was lying on like Austin Ryder, and Austin Ryder was yelling, get off of me, get off of me. And then one of the officials told Austin Ryder, don't move. Stay still. And then Austin Ryder said he heard Patrick Mahomes' voice and he realized who was laying on top of him and why. And he said he did not move an inch until they told him it was okay. Mm. Because, you know, he was in an uncomfortable position, lying face first on the ground. And you know, get the hell off me. Like, hey, don't move, don't move, don't move. And he heard Mahomes' voice and Austin Ryder did not move. And so that's what you were referring to. But there it is, man.
Watching the Broncos players, like as soon as they came back from commercial break, And by the way, that was one of the places where Twitter was actually a nice thing to have, was during the entire commercial break, we were getting updates from people like Sam Mellinger and Darren Smith, the people that were in Denver, telling us, like, hey, they're bringing the card out. Now it looks like he's not going to get on the card. We got some updates while it was in commercial break. When it came back from commercial break, though, and he's standing up, Chris Harris Jr. walks right up to him and, like, gives him a hug and pats him on the helmet. And then a bunch of the Broncos players came over to him and, like, shook his hand and patted him on the back. And it was one of those things where, like, not every player in the NFL gets that. I mean, look, they respect each other across the board. Those guys are peers. They all respect one another for the most part. But not every player gets that type of treatment if he has an injury. You've said a lot of times about, like, great musicians, or like you were talking about Judy Garland and how her peers respected her as the best. Like, they all revered her. And that's when you know somebody's at a different level, when other people that do the same thing think you're amazing. And you can just tell that respect. Those guys know he's the most exciting player in the NFL. And they treated him like that when he went down. I mean, you could see it from his opponents on the field. I thought that spoke volumes about who and what Patrick Mahomes is to this league right now.
So we've got lots to talk about. We will, like I said, talk to a couple of different injury experts on the show. Stan Weber's going to call in. Gary Lezak will give you the weekend forecast. Sam Mellinger will call in from Denver. We'll get Darren Smith from Denver, and plenty of post-game sound from the locker room. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol and Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's hear Patrick Mahomes in the locker room speaking to teammates after the game last night.
Hey, take care of yourself this weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be smart. Got more to go, baby.
Hell yeah.
So Chiefs on three, 1, 2, 3. Chiefs.
He's awaiting teammates in the locker room, had them huddled around him, and the Fox cameras and NFL Network cameras caught that last night. As the Chiefs beat the Broncos 30-6. And look, that sucked. There's few athletes that mean more to a community and more to a city than Patrick Mahomes means to Kansas City. You know, that's just a true statement. You know, I don't live in other cities. I can't tell you their relationship with their superstar athletes, but all I can tell you is the only thing that I've ever witnessed in this town close to this is George Brett when he was at his peak in Kansas City, and I was lucky enough to. I mean, that was me growing up. You know, it was right in my wheelhouse. You know, when he flirted with 400 and he was the MVP, and when he finally led this team to a world championship, and he was arguably the best hitter in baseball. That's the only thing I can compare it to. Never lived any place else besides Kansas City. But it would be difficult for me to imagine a community, a city, a region being more in love with a professional athlete than this town, and the way we're all in love with Patrick Mahomes, you know? And look, I get it. You want to throw your hands up and season's over. I mean, and I get it. You're gonna feel the way you're gonna feel. So we're talking about them beating the Broncos. First text message: our season's over, but hooray, we beat the worst team in the conference. Yes, this sucks. Well, you know what? Then turn the radio off and go back to bed. Don't watch any more games.
I'm good. Glad somebody knows the results of an MRI that hasn't been done yet.
Okay.
I mean, nothing can be done until they find out what's happened.
And so if he's out a month, season's not over, okay? Then you rally around this quarterback, you rally around. And the sign is this, man. If the Chiefs would have just thrown their hands up, oh, Mahomes is out of the game, we're done, this sucks, game's over, we'd be sitting here talking about the Chiefs with their third loss in a row, because the game was still in doubt when Mahomes went out of the game. The game was still in doubt. And if you ever needed the defense to step up and have a marvelous performance, it was in that game, in that situation. And I who could ask for anything more?
They were amazing.
Who could ask for anything more? And that was without Chris. They had 9 sacks without Chris Jones. 9 sacks without Chris Jones. And they were terrific. And look, my biggest complaint about this defense has been the linebackers. And Anthony Hitchens played last night like the guy that they spent all that money on. Mm-hmm. And they brought in as a big free agent. So now it's there. We saw that. I have not seen that from Anthony. He played like an animal. And on top of that, we kind of discussed this a little bit. Where does Reggie Ragland fit in this defense? How are they going to use him? He's been known as a 3-4 linebacker. Where does he fit in this defense? How is Steve Spagnuolo going to use him? And the answer was he wasn't for a while because Reggie Ragland had been healthy and active several times to start the season. But let me tell you, Reggie Ragland had a game last night. Reggie Ragland and Anthony Hitchens. And those are the two guys that teamed up for that huge play just after we're reeling from Patrick Mahomes leaving the game. Hitchens has the sack and the strip, and Ragland takes it to the house. And they were in on numerous plays. You saw how bad the linebackers were in the game against the Texans and the missed tackles. And so credit to Anthony Hitchens, credit to Reggie Ragland, credit to Frank Clark, credit to early on Alex Okafor. They couldn't block him. Emmanuel Ogba, everyone. I mean, Derek
Nottie. Knocking down passes, Ogba.
Colin Saunders. The kid, the 6th-round pick, Rashad Fenton.
He played well.
He had a nice game. I wanted to take a look at him, and he looked good. And the only touchdown drive that Denver had was a gift because of an unnecessary face mask penalty on Frank Clark when they had him stopped on third down. The second third down penalty, Breland was going to get beat for a touchdown, so he grabbed him. And so that was – it's never really – shouldn't be forgivable, but you can see why, Mm-hmm. I'll always take a defensive holding penalty versus a 50-yard touchdown, right? Mm-hmm. But that first Frank Clark penalty was, what? You were tackling him, and he was nowhere close to the first. Why? Why? They go, oh, is this going to happen again? And that was it. And they didn't do nothing the rest of the game. And so, yes, 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 Patrick Mahomes is the franchise. Yes. But as many people have pointed out, when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, when they actually did win the Super Bowl, Len Dawson was out with injury for 6 games. And Mike Livingston came in and held down the fort. And then Len Dawson came back and they won the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but
it can.
Let's wait to see what the MRI says. And if the kid's out for a month, rally around this football team. I disagree. They didn't play the worst team in the conference last night. The Dolphins weren't on the field. And the Broncos just shut out the Titans and had beaten the Chargers. And I'm not trying to bring this up to make a point.
Yeah.
There were people that were picking the Broncos. So now everyone's like, oh, of course they beat the Broncos. I was nervous as hell before that game last night that the Chiefs might lose. And Jake and I we didn't pick blowouts. You picked 27-24, I picked 27-23.
Right. I mean, there's a 3.5-point spread, 3-point spread. I mean,
again, the focus of Mahomes, yes, but recognize the tremendous defensive performance last night.
Yes. It was unbelievable. It's exactly what we were waiting for.
And because that's
exactly
what they're going to need over the next month, if that's how long Mahomes is out, or the next couple of whatever it is.
It's something to build on.
By the way, there's four more games until the bye for the Chiefs. So, you know, maybe it's a situation where he has to miss those four games and he gets the bye week, and then you're looking at that home stretch, the last five games of the year. Whatever it is. Look, I did. I picked the Chiefs to lose that game. With all the injuries that they had going into that game, and as horrible as the defense looked, the last couple of games, and as good as the Broncos defense had looked the last couple games, I thought the Chiefs were in trouble. On short rest, on a short week, going to a Mile High, and I don't think anybody, as bad as that Broncos offense is, and it looks like a really, really bad offense, I don't think anybody in this town was talking about 9 sacks. For a team that got 0 last weekend. Now, yeah, you're playing against the statue this time instead of Deshaun Watson. Yeah, you're playing against a bad offense. I underestimated how bad that Broncos offense is. But all you can do is go beat the team that's on the other side of the field, and that's an NFL team. And just maybe this is the kind of confidence booster this defense needs to get things going. And as our buddy Adam Kaplan's been telling us every single week since before the season started, you're going to have some patience with Spags and his defense, because it took him a while. It took him 6 to 8 games to get things going in New York when that team won the Super Bowl. And I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. It's one game, but it's certainly a step in the right direction. There's some signs for encouragement for the first time all season on defense. I mean, they dominated that game.
It was one game where they needed to dominate.
Yeah.
Where their quarterback was out, and they did. There was a possibility when he went out. You didn't know how they were going to respond. Did you think when he went out, oh, Chiefs still going to win, they're going to kick the Broncos' ass? No. No. But they did. And that defense kicked ass. And Spagnuolo and the defensive players deserve all the credit in the world, because they have been trashed by media and fans for the past couple of weeks with good reason. Because they have not done their jobs to the level that they needed to. But last night, they exceeded expectations. They were terrific. Are the Broncos a flawed offense? Yes. But I don't give a damn. Because the defense needed to come through with a huge performance. That's exactly what they did. And it's something to build on. And it gives you indication, it gives you hope that the defense isn't a train wreck, isn't a dumpster fire, and it can get better. And they're going to need them. They're going to need them. So if you just want to quit on the season, screw it, Mahomes is out for a month, I don't care. Well, okay, do what you want. Whatever, I can't control your thoughts and feelings. But what I can tell you is, maybe this team can win a couple of games without Mahomes. And maybe they can still be in first place when he comes back. And then maybe he comes back to a defense that is competent and a better all-around team that has more confidence that they don't have to rely on the offense constantly to win games. And maybe this propels them into something special. But all I can tell you is this. Last night, without Mahomes, everyone passed the test. And credit Matt Moore for being thrust in the game. And it looked like, oh boy, this is going to be a disaster. And then a nice little slide step to avoid the rush and a beautiful touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill, which was the dagger. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Come out and see me at Kansas City Credit Union. It's off the Eastwood Trafficway exit behind the Peachtree Buffet. I'm going to be there from 11 until 1. There's going to be a taco truck there. What else you need to know? And for A10 listeners, come out and open a savings account. They will deposit $25 in said savings account to start you off on the right foot. I'm going to open one of those for my twins. Maybe two of them. Who knows? And it's Member Appreciation Day. First 50 members that show up get free tacos. They're going to be giving away cash to members throughout the remote. Money. So my suggestion would be come out there, become a member, get free tacos, maybe win some cash, and open a savings account and get $25 deposited into your account. So we'll be out there from 11 until 1 at Kansas City Credit Union, just off of Eastwood Traffic Way. It's just like a mile and a half south of the stadium. It's on 435, and so you can't miss it. And get off on Eastwood Traffic Way, and you'll see, like I said, over there off or behind the Peace Tree Buffet. And so come out and enjoy some tacos. And if you're thinking about opening a savings account, do it at Kansas City Credit Union while I'm there today. And let me now you know, I need positivity. I don't care what people say. Oh, you're just trying to whatever. I don't know what I'm trying to do. Look, my mind has been racing since last night, and so I didn't know how I was going to act on the air. But I'm seeking positivity, so let me offer it. Here's a very fine text from a gentleman. He doesn't give his name, but I love him very much. He says, thank you for emphasizing all the positive from positives from last night's win. We should, this resonates with me, okay? We should never take beating Denver for granted. Enjoy it every time. Horseface Elway damn near ruined my childhood, so beating him will never get old. Also, the team has a tight locker room and an amazing coach. These men will rally together. Go Border Patrol, go Chiefs, go F yourself, Denver. Text is chock full of good information and good vibes, good feelings, good sir. Right?
That's absolutely right.
I remember how many times I got my heart ripped out watching the Chiefs at Denver. Sorry, I don't care what the scenario is. I will never take that for granted. And all the injuries and everything else, and then Mahomes gets knocked out of the game, and they still kick their ass.
Yeah,
humiliated
at
them.
Their place.
I remember what it was like watching the Monday night meltdown and the Chiefs get embarrassed at Arrowhead. I remember what it was like to lose in the divisional round of the playoffs and get my heart broken all those times. So you're damn right, good sir, that sent that text message. I'll never take that for granted. Beating Denver in their career. I mean, beating them down. We await the MRI. We hope for the best, and hopefully Mahomes will be back sooner than later. And until then, defense, dominate. Let's roll. Let's go! Back into this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I follow the Fantasy Doctors on Twitter, the Fantasy DRS, and I retweeted a very good informative video from Dr. Seelan Parekh last night, and he was kind enough to answer Jake's request and come on the show with us right now to get some more information and his opinion on the Patrick Mahomes knee injury. Doctor, good morning. How are you? Let's see. Let's put him back on hold. Make sure we got him. Jake, check it out. Maybe he got called away. We'll find out.
Paging Dr. Parekh.
Please.
Dr. Parekh.
The Border Patrol needs you, Doctor. Please rejoin the show.
You might have patients to deal with, but right. We've got a crisis on our hands,
Doctor,
here in Kansas City, Doctor.
I hate to say this, because he's at his clinic right now. Ignore your patients. We need to talk about Patrick Mahomes. I'm sorry. This is very important to everyone.
Tell your patients to have some patience.
Right. All right, Doctor, I think we got you. Thank you very much for coming on the show. We appreciate it. And
my
so
pleasure.
I retweeted the video that was posted by the Fantasy Doctors on Twitter, your video that was that offered some very good information to all the Chiefs fans that obviously were very, very upset last night. So if you would, now knowing what we know and what's been reported, if you would just give us your thoughts on the injury that Patrick Mahomes suffered last night in Denver.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it looked real scary immediately, especially as they tried to straighten out his knee, and then you see this big pop that happens. So his kneecap dislocated. That was verified after and confirmed after the game last night. And he was seen walking around limping, and that's actually a good sign, and that's pretty typical for this injury. He's going to swell up and get pretty stiff over the next 24 to 48 hours. But the big decision is going to happen today after the MRI is done. When that kneecap pops outwards like his did, sometimes it can tear the ligament that sits on the inside of that kneecap, and that can become problematic. So what they're going to be looking at on the MRI is, number one, is that ligament torn and is it blown out, or is it a partial tear or no tear at all? And number two, is there any associated cartilage damage on the undersurface of that kneecap? And that's going to make the decision as to whether or not you're going to pursue surgery or no surgery.
Okay, so a lot of follow-up questions to go with that. Forgive my rudimentary anatomy understanding here, but we hear about different knee ligaments all the time. We hear about, you know, ACLs and MCLs and PCLs. You said that ligament that goes under the kneecap. What ligament is that?
So this is actually the ligament that's on the inside of your kneecap. So if you touch your kneecap and you feel the inner part of it, that's the ligament I'm talking about. It's known as the MPFL. It stands for medial patellar femoral ligament. We're not talking about any of the inside ligaments of the knee itself, like the ACL, PCL, MCL, LCL. Those are preserved and untouched and not an issue in this scenario.
So is it like, because I know with I've had my ACL reconstructed before, but I know sometimes with those other, you know, CL injuries, sometimes those don't get repaired. Is this the type of ligament that if it is damaged, that, do they repair it? Like, what do you do if it is damaged?
So that's a great question, and that's where the MRI is going to be so important. So the MRI shows that there's no tear at all. This is easy. You put him in a brace 2 to 4 weeks, you get him back, and he's good to go playing in a brace. If it's a partial tear or or a low-grade tear, same scenario. You can do the same thing. The real question here kind of alludes to what you're talking about. If this is blown out, what do you do? And if we go back and we look at medical research, it shows that guys who have surgery immediately do better in the short term. So if he has surgery and that's the way they decide to go with this, with a blown out medial patellofemoral ligament that's torn here, he's lost for about 8 to 9 months, and he's done for the season. If they decide that, okay, it's blown out, but we're going to see how he does because we want to try to preserve our season, look for him to be back in 2 to 4 weeks. But if he struggles, if that kneecap continues to pop out, they will end his season 2 to 4 weeks from now and say, surgery, we'll get you back next year.
Okay, so if it's one of the scenarios you spoke about earlier where there's no tear, or if it's a partial tear, and they bring him back in 2 to 4 weeks with a brace, what type of risk is there for re-injuring or making the injury worse if he tries to play on it?
Making it worse, unlikely, unless it popped out again. The chance of popping out again is real, especially if you play without a brace. So they'll be religious about keeping him in the brace and look for him, at least initially when he first comes back, to be more of a pocket-type player, which is very much not him. But then as the weeks go on and he starts feeling more and more stable, to open up his game back to what's normal for him.
Okay, doctor, you also mentioned the possibility of cartilage damage inside the knee. And I know when I tore my ACL, I had slight cartilage damage, and they just kind of cleaned it up a little bit, and it wasn't very significant. I know, but our producer Jake, when he tore his cartilage, they had to go back in and, like, sew it back together, and that was a really long-term recovery. What type of situation are we looking at if there's potential cartilage damage to Patrick here?
So same kind of thing. It's going to depend on how bad it is. If this is just a scuff to the cartilage or just a bruise to the cartilage, you're just going to let it heal without any surgery, and you still will do the knee brace 2 to 4 weeks. He should be fine. If this looks like a chunk of cartilage is missing or flaked off and there's some damage to the bone underneath, well, that's going to push you to surgery. And then the timelines all depend on what's happening with that cartilage itself, but also are you doing an associated ligament procedure or not. So it gets a little bit more complicated as you start adding layers to the injury.
And so, again, today the MRI will tell all, and like you've tweeted out, then the Chiefs will have a decision based on the findings whether or not he needs surgery or whether he can come back and play. But the best-case scenario, you're saying, is 2 to 4 weeks, right?
Absolutely. Best case scenario.
Doctor, again, tell people about the fantasy doctors. That's where I was able to see your comments about last night. If people want to follow you or check out thefantasydoctors.com.
Yeah, so the best place to find us is thefantasydoctors.com or on Twitter at thefantasydrs. And we are constantly, our whole medical team constantly provides updates to all injuries from NFL, NBA, MLB, you name it, we got it covered. And we're giving you live, up-to-date information based on video analysis that we've really gotten good at doing over the last 4 years of doing this. And so you get insight, just like you did last night, within minutes of the injury.
Doctor, thank you very much for the information. We appreciate it, and we thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
That is, I don't know. How do you feel?
I feel relatively good. First of all, I thought that was great information from Dr. Parekh. I mean, that was really good. He listed out basically all the possibilities, and now we pray that there's no significant ligament damage. You know, I can handle 2 to 4 weeks being out.
You can follow that Twitter account, the Fantasy DRS, the Fantasy Doctors, and that's Dr. Selin Parekh, and he was actually in his clinic, seeing patients. And I immediately after I retweeted the video last night, I contacted Jake, and Jake immediately responded, which was startling for me.
I was at attention last night.
You able to get the doctor to call him, come on the show this morning. It's a good, great job, Jake, and thank you to Dr. Selin Parekh. And so I retweeted that. You can check out the video, but we'll get some more information from Dr. David Chow, who is the football doc. He also has a website. And look, man, we're just trying to get as much information and different opinions, and then obviously everything will be based on what happens with the MRI today. And so that's it. Did you see me? I'm so nervous. I put my head down. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm sorry. I'm on TV. I should not do that.
It's okay. All right. It's natural.
I was going to throw up, but I'm not going to now. We'll take a break back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for listening to the Border Patrol and watching us at 38 The Spot. And I hope you guys appreciated the information from Dr. Selin Parekh, who...
He was terrific.
Took time out of his busy schedule to come on the show. I thought he was very good.
Really good.
He was very good. And he explained it in a way that even a Mr. Dum Dum here kind of figured it out. And so, well, yeah. But then I started to tear up. I don't know why. I just very emotional right now. Kansas City, is there any way that you could hold me? The entire city, just hold me right now. Thank you.